Thank you for listening to Behind the Curtain. Turns out we have not just great men, women, children, and elderly Asian numbers. Oh, but our homeless numbers through the roof. First, homeless Dave, who we got to see at Bacon and Beer, by the way. Glad he's out. We actually got to talk to him yesterday. Straightened my ass out as far as the Christmas spirit's concerned. But then we talked to a dude named Homeless John, who is still really in the thick of it. And this guy... It sounds like he's hitting a rough patch, Pat. I mean, he's talking about like sleeping on pallets.
He's in the woods.
He's in the forest near a hobo drum fire. And I think we're going to try and hook him up at some point in the next week or two with a tent or some clothes or some a firearm. I don't know. What do we get this dude?
I have a tent. I can just give him my tent.
He can have this coat.
What about a blanket?
And I'll upgrade and I'll buy myself a new tent.
I want a new coat. He can have this coat. I'd like a new coat.
Bigger question is, like, when I think about things like this, it's like, I feel really sorry for the guy. And, you know, I feel a connection because anytime we have a listener that's like that, he listens every morning, he's religious. Like, I feel a kinship with them. I feel a connection. I feel like they're my buddy, kind of. Like, if you share in what we do and you enjoy it that much, then... there's something there.
Yeah, well, I like to say we don't have fans, we have friends.
But then you hear like the way he got there, and it was because of drugs, and you're like, okay, well.
But then you
go further back, and it's like,
man,
okay,
this story
he
gets
was
dark.
Like abused as a child. So then you go, like, I go through these cycles, like, should I feel, I guess I ask myself, like, should I feel sorry for this person, or should I have compassion for this person?
Like, if I found out that he was just some bro dog that partied too hard and his life went off the rails, I'd probably feel a lot less compassion. But you'll hear the call coming up. I mean, this is a dude that, Josh, you probably don't feel so bad about having to eat cold soup as a kid anymore. Because this dude's asking for seconds and getting beaten.
Yeah, it's sad. It's just surprising that he listens to the show. I mean, I think he listens to the whole show all the time. And
well, ain't got nothing to do.
I mean, he's not got, got a deadline to make.
That raises the question, should he be doing something more useful with his time? Not that the show is not... useful.
I wonder if he can drive a promotions van. God, we should just hire him and make him part of the street team. You know what else I thought about too, as far as like the gift giving or whatever to get him kind of, you know, in a better situation? I always get worried that if you get someone in that situation something too nice,
sell it.
Sell it, which is a possibility. He's going to get it stolen or taken, or because if you got you see some of those tents on.
No,
like,
I thought about
MLK,
that. They get jacked for.
They're crazy ratty, but if some guy's got like a fresh Thompson tent or something like right out of an Outdoor World. Man, you got to be on edge all night. You need a bunch of people that jack it.
He might try to smoke it too.
Oh God, he's going to smoke the tent. Homeless Dave, meet Homeless John. Coming up.
My name is John. I'm homeless and live in the woods of Baltimore City. Listening to your morning show makes me laugh and want to keep going. God bless 98 Rock.
Can we call that dude one time?
Yeah, maybe we'll go visit him.
I would love that.
I'll tell you what. Read that text one more time and project and read it like you're a man, please.
It sounds like you're hit with a tranquilizer dart.
Yeah, what is going on here? What?
I don't know.
You take Ambien?
You're like half asleep. Read the text. Project. You're on the radio.
And I'm sad.
Give him to me. I got the damn copy of it. Jesus.
My name is John. I'm homeless and live in the woods of Baltimore City. Listening to your morning show makes me laugh and want to keep going.
Homeless, lives in the woods of Baltimore City. Listening to your morning show makes me laugh and want to keep going. I was driving on, what road was that? I don't know. It was right in the city, like right off of like Ponca.
And Burr.
And I'm on like one of the highways, and I look off into like one of like the grassy areas, and there's a tent set up.
Yeah, they're like all up and down route too. There's like little hobo encampments.
But this guy's like, he's kind of like in like the woods. Like he's like literally living in the woods camping. And then there was another one. I'm sure a lot of people have seen it. I think it's like... 695 over by like Philadelphia Road onto 695. You look off to the right. There's right behind this building. There's like a wooded area. Mm-hmm. Another guy got a tent set up.
Yeah, they have like Air Force does strafing runs with A-10 Warthogs.
Is this him?
Is that him?
Man, John's on the phone.
Whoa!
It's not like he's at work.
Yeah, is this John?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. Cold this morning here.
Brother, you are
very cool.
Are you for real outside?
Yeah, we got your text about living in the woods in the city.
Yes. I'm currently sitting here right now at the I'm by the old light rail museum off by North Avenue Light Rail. I'm here off it's called System Drive. There's a railroad track set right out here about 15 feet away from my head from where I sleep. I sleep raw under the stars out here, just covered up in a couple blankets and stuff, but I keep my phone charged and stuff. A government phone I have here with radio on it, I keep it charged. Luckily, up here at a place called Red Emma's that allows homeless people to come in there and do that.
How old are you? Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 38 years old.
I turned 40 today.
You're not homeless.
Right in the same wheelhouse.
You're an extreme camper.
What? How'd you end up there?
Drugs. Absolutely drugs. I have drug problem. I have co-occurring issues, depression, bipolar disorder, things like that. Currently on methadone program. I smoked the thing. Listeners were calling in the military guys. That's the spice. They call it spice. Synthetic marijuana.
Yep. It is. It'll get you.
Have you ever been? Let me ask you this.
I'm on a methadone program because I was an active heroin user at one time, but I've been off the heroin for
have you ever been
now because of the methadone, at least. But
Have you ever been?
I listen to Kurt McKeown. I realize how serious this is. I've been doing it since I was 15. I've been listening to 98 Rock probably since before that.
Am I about to cut off a homeless person?
Are you, have you ever been clean long enough to maybe get on some medication that might level you out a bit so you don't need the drugs?
I've tried so desperately for it, but because of me being on methadone, the major medication that they could use for my anxiety is a risk of overdose. They're very, very scared because of me being, you know, substance abuser of trying to distribute that medication to me. So they're really not sure what to do with me. I'm up in their face.
Can I make you an offer? Would you like to live with Mike? Because
Mike,
you know, you got a big place. It's just you and Tango, right? Huh? How about this, Mike? It's the reason.
Well,
of the season.
You know what? What kind of tent are you living in?
I don't live in a tent, sir. I actually live on two pallets, two wooden pallets with a moving blanket and two other blankets over top of me at night.
You want us to bring you a tent?
I would absolutely love to have
a tent. Mike, let's get him a tent. I got money on
that. Getting a tent.
We're getting you a tent.
100%.
Let's just hook him up with like a cooler full of food.
I'll bring you a sleeping bag, too. A tent and a sleeping bag.
And one of those big tents that you can like set a table
on. I don't know if we're rewarding bad drug-induced behavior, but
I feel bad. People taking care of people, dude.
Yeah, that's all it is.
You don't have lights, do you?
Spiegel didn't have to go.
No, I'm going to go.
We'll throw it to you from a distance. We'll throw it to you from a distance.
As long as it doesn't conflict
with my
schedule.
We'll drop it out of a helicopter onto you and then whisk ourselves off into the clouds.
We'll talk to Mike. We'll find out where to we'll triangulate where you're at. It doesn't seem hard.
Have you ever, I have a question, have you ever offered your body or sold your body?
No, sir.
You didn't even listen to the full question.
You're not getting the tent anymore.
He knows.
No, I already know where direction you're going. Okay. No, sir, I would never.
He's a listener, dude. He knows.
All right.
Yep. Well,
hey.
At the old service entrance.
We'll see you.
You got to remember, I've been out here on the streets for a while. I'm up here by the transgender community and everything. So you got to remember.
He's been propositioned probably everything under the sun you could imagine.
There's this guy in a red infinity that always comes cruising.
And as far as Washington Market, Justin, with the gun thing, that's no big thing. That's how they hold their parking spots down there.
It is to a terrified little white guy like me. That's the worst thing. Yeah, I mean, my biggest problem is like finding
That's why they have a paying parking lot over there next door.
So what does this show mean? What is this show? You listen every day? Homeless out there, and you listen to the show every day?
Got him a ball game.
Yes. I try to get up every morning. I wake up. I keep 98 Rock on all night. I used to listen to House of Hair. I miss that, being off the show. I listen to the Sammy Hagar thing now on Sundays and all that. But, yeah, I always look forward back to you guys coming back on Mondays. Just give me a reason to keep going. Due to my depression, my anxiety disorder and stuff, I'm constantly down and then the mopes and all that. But your brand of humor, it's just the way I was. I was raised in Southern Anne Arundel County, farm boy, stuff like that. I grew up pretty good, stuff, you know, had a good life, stuff like that. I just
How did you get into drugs? How did you get in? How did you veer? Why did you veer?
Was it EDM? Was it that damned EDM?
Well, I had veered. Basically, I'd been suppressing some things, some abuse that I'd gone through.
You're like every episode of Intervention I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. These goddamn kick touchers are ruining lives. They ruin lives.
Me and my brother, we had separate fathers. And my grandmother considered me Satan's son. That's what she used to call me.
She called you?
She would just beat me, scold me. If I asked for seconds, I'd just clap my mouth while my brother got home.
You weren't sexually abused. You were just abused. Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. And then on top of that, like my mom was a functioning alcoholic, but she worked for PG County Courthouse, which she did retire from years ago, 26 years ago. She did retire. My brother, he's a U.S. Marshal. I'm clearly on the other side of the fence. Through the ages of 8 and 10, during the last years, my mom's alcoholism, I had a cousin of mine that was molesting and stuff.
Okay. We do have to go. But listen, we're gonna get you a tent. We're gonna get you a sleeping bag.
We're gonna take care of you. We're gonna
people
do
helping
bit we
people.
Can.
And you know what, man? Don't ever give up. Keep going. We'll see you next week. We'll bring you a tent, sleeping bag, and we'll, you know, just try and help you out like we can.
I put him on hold.
Bacon and Beer, the Woods Edition.
Oh, God.
God.
Wow.
Started tearing up there a little bit, man.